Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Making it through the week here. How about halfway through?
Yeah.
You were pretty right on target about your weather forecast yesterday afternoon. Congratulations on that.
Good for me. Good. Yeah.
So we'll be checking in with Austin here in about 4 minutes or so. We'll get an update on the weather and how it looks going forward into the weekend. We're also going to feature a story here in just a few minutes about the Hurricane Hunter planes. And they're getting ready down in the Virgin Islands, moving parts around, things like. We'll talk about it this hour, I promise. It will be coming up. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories you're looking at this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, a conflict over nearly $500,000 in tax contributions has escalated tensions between Escambia commissioners and the Escambia Children's Trust. At the center of the dispute is whether the Children's Trust should be exempt from paying tax increment financing. For now, the fate of nearly $500,000 and the future of children's programming in Escambia County remains uncertain. The final decision was deferred until July 10th.
In the second of your top three stories this afternoon, Pensacola, one of just two cities chosen for a new housing stability project designed to bring healthcare resources to the area. The project was established by two University of Florida undergrads. It will also be launched in the city of Gainesville. The students plan to develop and deliver the resources needed, including hygiene kits, healthcare materials, bicycle distribution, and job resources. The project is scheduled to begin in 2 to 3 weeks at the Maxwell Respite Center on North Palafox Street.
Okay, now we're looking at the number three top story for your consideration. Effectively in place July 1st, Floridians out boating will no longer see law enforcement stopping vessels for random safety inspections. Governor DeSantis signed the Boater Freedom Act into law this week. It prevents state officers from stopping and boarding boats without probable cause. The law additionally mandates the creation of a Florida Freedom Boaters decal. It's issued during a boat's registration or renewal process, and it's meant to signify a boat has passed inspections.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Ushakundu MD College of Health held its inaugural Community and Alumni Awards on May 20th, celebrating achievements during its 10-year anniversary at the Pensacola Museum of Art. The college announced a $25,000 gift from the family and friends of founding dean Dr. Ermelyn Keel, establishing the founding dean Dr. Ermelyn Keel Excellence Endowment, and that is meant to support scholarships and operations.
Okay, things looking really great down in the tropics. No development for the next 7 days. Don't expect it after that as well, but it's a nice time frame just to pass on to you. So it's looking very quiet out there. We are watching something that's coming off the west coast of Africa. It's out there way in the Atlantic, but we're just watching it for you. No big deal to be concerned about. But I will tell you this, talked about this just a second ago, the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, also known as the Hurricane Hunters, is officially ready to roll out for the 25 Atlantic hurricane season. The 403rd Wing Maintenance and Support Personnel, they're based over in Biloxi at Keesler, spent last week repositioning aircraft parts, tools, communication systems at the Henry Rolson Airport in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands in preparation for the hurricane season.
And the Emerald Coast Open and Lionfish Festival in Destin-Fort Walton Beach successfully removed over 20,000 lionfish. The festival featured lionfish-inspired dishes, music, and informational booths, raising awareness about the invasive species and benefiting local businesses. Divers from across the country participated with activities held at AJ Seafood and Oyster Bar and Harbor Walk Village.
Yeah, I want to advance this story for you. We told you all about it on the Tuesday show. PPD is now confirming their investigation into that body found at the Publix on 9th Avenue was not crime-related and no foul play was in place. First responders received a call Tuesday regarding an unresponsive woman in a vehicle in the store's parking lot. Officers arrived on scene and determined the woman had died because of medical issues.
All righty, 4:15 on the dot here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards towards Tiger Point, but that's to be expected this time every afternoon. Same with some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, of course, it's been a little bit damp earlier this afternoon. 79 degrees right now, though, low of 71 this evening. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, mostly clear throughout the bulk of your day. High of 86 and a low of 71.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, FWC regulators are meeting today and then again tomorrow down in Ocala. They're finalizing the possibility of Florida's black bear hunt in December. If the plan does move forward, permits to kill 187 black bears would be issued. Now, the hunt would not include the Northwest Florida area. The closest permits would be issued in Panama City's Bay County.
And Senator Don Gates has given his thoughts on the clash over Florida's budget and tax policy. He described the presiding officers as being far apart on the issue and says that he would prefer a property tax cut, as they directly impact families and businesses. He went on to say he's never seen the two houses of legislature so divided at this point in the year, and he hopes a resolution can soon be made between the intelligent men in charge.
417 News Radio 92.3, Florida's governor, of course, DeSantis, once again defending a program led by his wife that received millions of dollars. It was through a settlement. Even Brown reports from Miami.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still being asked questions about Hope Florida, the program under the leadership of his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis, which received $10 million in funding as part of a state Medicaid settlement. DeSantis says the program has yielded results in getting Floridians to work and self-sufficiency.
You're not relying on government. In fact, Hope Florida, there have been 30,000 people that have gotten off means-tested government assistance. That saved the taxpayer over $100 million.
Speaking in Tampa, Democrats have called for investigations. The governor denies the program does anything improper. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And today, Senator Rick Scott introduced the Taiwan Plus Act. It's aimed at enhancing U.S. support for Taiwan and improving defense coordination against Communist China's aggression. The bill raises the threshold for weapon sales to Taiwan, aligning it with NATO Plus partners to streamline military aid. Congressman Scott Perry is sponsoring similar legislation in the House.
More bad news for rogue judges here in Florida. The Florida Supreme Court has scheduled a public reprimand of another county judge, Marty Levy Cohen. Following a judicial misconduct investigation, she joins two other Broward County judges facing scrutiny for their behavior unbecoming of their offices. This week, the court notified Judge Cohen that it will reprimand her for spreading false information during the 2022 election cycle. She'll also be suspended for 10 days without pay.
All right, and the National Weather Service is out with its 2025 wet season outlook. The NWS says Florida residents can expect a dry, hotter-than-usual summer. Who would have guessed? Meteorologists say La Nina has been over since spring. They say we're in a neutral pattern that will continue for the next 3 months. NWS says there's a small possibility we will go back to into El Nino-like conditions in the fall. Florida's rainy season ends in mid-October.
Boy, Central Florida's seen their share of radical motorist just terrorizing the streets, especially around the Orlando area. Ugh. An alleged street takeover was ended by FHP over the weekend. Police made dozens of arrests as drivers fled the scene. Channel 35, WOLF television down in Orlando. Chris Lindsay with us this afternoon in Orange County with the report.
Florida Highway Patrol Trooper Migdalicis Garcia says at least 100 people from all over Florida shut down an intersection doing donuts on Hazeltine National Drive.
That is very dangerous that we have younger drivers going out to do, and they're planning to do this without realizing the consequences.
At least three people were arrested. Some of the charges include battery on a law enforcement officer, street racing, and fleeing and eluding. It wasn't just the drivers who faced consequences. Over 40 others were cited for just watching the event.
All right, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting headlines across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park, presented by East Hill Neighborhood Association. The music starts at 6:30. Find out more at bandsonthebayou.com. Sunday afternoon, Veterans Memorial Park will be honoring those who lost their lives during military service. The event begins at 1 with a presentation of colors. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the ongoing conflict between the Escambia Children's Trust and the Escambia County Commission over whether a $500,000 or so chunk of their annual revenue should be spent on lighting and sidewalks, or be spent on services for children, or be spent on a summer youth employment program. Also, Vision Zero, the goal to eliminate all traffic-related fatalities in the next 10 years in the city of Pensacola, passed 7-0. I don't embrace it. I don't agree. Why? Check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Is the biggest guitar and sound. Trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. It's official. The Trump administration has accepted a luxury jet from Qatar to use as Air Force One. Here's the story. Jared Halpern's all over it for us.
President Trump dismissed criticism of the Defense Department accepting a Boeing 747 from Qatar, downplaying concerns of impropriety.
They're giving the United States Air Force a jet, okay? And it's a great thing.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth officially accepted the jet, a Pentagon spokesman says, adding the plane was accepted in accordance with all federal rules and regulations. The aircraft will need to be fitted for proper security and other requirements before it can fly the president. President Trump has expressed his frustration at delays from Boeing as it produces a new generation of Air Force One aircraft. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, 424, News Radio 92.3. Yep, we are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks falling sharply as bond yields spiked and investors focused on President Trump's tax-cutting bill and worry that tax cuts will deepen the deficit. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower, with tech and healthcare the worst decliners, while communication services were the only winner. Target stock fell 5%. The big box retailer said a laundry list of problems dragged down its quarterly sales. Most all of the Dow 30 members finished in the red. The only winner, Coca-Cola. The worst decliners, United Health, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 817 points. The Nasdaq lower by 270. S&P 500 down 9%. 96. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also got our typical afternoon traffic developing on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And as for outside of Escambia County, got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 86, low of 71.
Okay, there you go. There's your local snapshot. Let me go to the national picture for you. Heavy rain on the way for the East Coast. It's going to last through Thursday. Mike Seidel is in Massachusetts this afternoon for us.
A late season nor'easter is due to hit the East Coast from the Jersey Shore all the way up to down East Maine, including Long Island and the Cape. Thursday and Thursday night, heavy windswept rain, 1 to 3 inch rainfall totals. Could be some ponding on those highways if you're heading out early for Memorial Day weekend travel. On the coast, some minor coastal flooding with those gusty winds. High tide is the tide of concern on Thursday at around 8 p.m. here in Eastern Mass. And the temperatures, highs on Thursday, upper 40s and low 50s. That's about as cold as you'll see for an afternoon temperature this time of the year in the Boston metro area. In Scituate, Massachusetts, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio facing a grilling today from Democratic senators. In a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Rubio clashed with Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. The main argument between them was about the deportation of alleged criminals back to El Salvador. Van Hollen recently visited the nation to advocate for the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Democrats and some Republicans claimed that he was denied due process. Rubio said he has no regrets deporting him, telling Van Hollen that the guy he had margaritas with was a gangbanger.
Absolutely, 427, News Radio 92.3. He's speaking the truth. Come on.
Just laying it out there. That's so blunt.
Well, you know, I think it's about time for people to get blunt and just, you know, curb some of this craziness going on. Mortgage rates are up and remain slightly below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.99%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.35%. I cannot believe this attorney in Louisiana. He needs to jump in with Congress or the Senate with this craziness going on up there. Mm. An attorney for the Louisiana jail worker who was accused of aiding a mass escape said, you ready? Yep. His client was just doing his job.
Oh, really?
Just doing his job. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Michael Kennedy is the lawyer representing Sterling Williams, the maintenance worker at the Orleans Parish Jail accused of helping 10 inmates escape. Kennedy said his client was unclogging a toilet and became an unwilling accomplice when he shut off the water to clear the backup. The inmates took the shutoff as a chance to cut a pipe and make a hole to escape. Kennedy implies the toilet clog was likely part of the inmate's plan to get out, knowing a shutoff would be part of that solution. Williams faces charges, including 10 counts of being a principal to a simple escape. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell said she expects more arrests. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
You think?
I think sometimes when defenses are that terrible, it's solely because you know this guy doesn't have much of an argument. And the lawyer, God bless him or her, they're just trying their best to say, hey, listen, he was just doing his job here. You know, they know it's not going to hold up, but they just got to give it all they can. Even if it's nothing.
People just shaking their heads going, what is this world coming to? The DOJ launching a probe into New York City mayoral candidate and former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Here's where it gets good. David Spunt's all over this story.
The New York Times first to report that DOJ opened a criminal probe of Cuomo, accusing him of lying to Congress when he testified behind closed doors last summer about his response to the COVID-19 crisis in the Empire State and requiring nursing homes to accept COVID patients from hospitals. We're told the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. opened the investigation about a month ago, and it's unclear where that investigation stands now. The primary in New York City is next month for mayor. The current acting U.S. Attorney, Jeanine Pirro in Washington, D.C. is overseeing the investigation, though it was opened, according to the New York Times, under Ed Martin, the former interim U.S. attorney in D.C.
And Donald Trump Jr. isn't ruling out possibly following his father's footsteps one day. He was asked about a possible run for the White House during an economic forum in Qatar, and the president's son said, quote, "I don't know, maybe one day, you know, that calling is there," unquote. So who knows, we may get a Donald Trump Jr. as president one day.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Everybody will love that, I guarantee it.
Okay. Powerball, $146 million. Tonight, $65.6 million cash option going out the door. Drawing, 10 p.m. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll do some sports. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump receiving pushback at a White House meeting today after challenging South Africa's leader over claims of deadly violence against white farmers.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa explained victims of violence are both white and black.
Our government policy is completely against what he was saying.
Ramaphosa says he is seeking a partnership with the U.S. to combat crime and improve trade relations.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Stocks taking a dive on Wall Street today, finishing deep in the red.
Most all of the Dow 30 members finished in the red. The worst decliners, United Health, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 817 points, the Nasdaq lower by 270, S&P 500 down 96.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a conflict of over nearly $500,000 in tax contributions has escalated tensions between Escambia commissioners and the Escambia Children's Trust. At the center of the dispute is whether the Children's Trust should be exempt from paying tax increment financing. For now, the fate of nearly $500,000 and the future of children's programming in Escambia County remains uncertain. The final decision was deferred until July 10th.
Okay, this is story number two this afternoon. Pensacola is one of two cities chosen for a new housing stability project designed to bring healthcare resources to the area. The project, established by two University of Florida grads, undergrads, I should say, will also be launched in the city of Gainesville. The students plan to develop and deliver the resources needed. Let me just give you a couple of examples here. Hygiene kits, healthcare materials, bicycle distribution, and even job resources. The project scheduled to begin in 2 to 3 weeks at the Maxwell Respite Center. It's over on North Palafox Street.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, effective July 1st, Floridians out boating will no longer see a law enforcement stopping vessels for random safety inspections. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Boater Freedom Act into law this week. It prevents state officers from stopping and boarding boats without probable cause. The law additionally mandates the creation of a Florida Freedom Boater decal. It's issued during a boat's registration or renewal, and it is meant to signify a boat has passed inspections.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, a fan who was hit by a baseball during a game suing the Rockies, Colorado Rockies, for negligence. Here's the latest on the report.
Colorado Rockies fan Timothy Rokel has filed a lawsuit against the team after allegedly getting hit in the eye by a foul ball during a game in 2023. Rokel blaming the low ceilings in the private suite where he was sitting, adding that he suffered, quote, catastrophic and permanent injuries. But the central claim of the lawsuit is that fans were not paying attention to the game because of how bad the product was on the field, with Rokel saying the team's poor play made fans less focused on the action. The Rockies are still struggling in their 2025 campaign with an 8-40 record entering play Wednesday, performing worse than last season's historically bad White Sox team that finished with a record 121 losses. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Now listen, Austin, while we're talking about baseball, Major League Baseball, and what the teams are going through and what they're facing,
right.
Got another story that's kind of interesting. An arrest has been made after a baseball fan suffered a fall that led to severe injuries. We watched this, if you remember. It was in Pittsburgh.
This was a big deal when it first happened.
The second level there. I think he was he kind of helped that fall a little bit. Jared Max explains for us.
3 weeks since a 20-year-old fan at a Pittsburgh Pirates game accidentally fell over the railing in right field and dropped 21 feet to the ground, suffering critical injuries. The person who purchased beer for him at the game was arrested Tuesday. 21-year-old Ethan Kirkwood faces two misdemeanor charges of selling or furnishing alcohol to a minor. Kirkwood admitted to buying beers at PNC Park April 30th for his underage friend, Kevin Markwood, who sustained injuries to his lungs and ribs, his spine, his skull, and his brain. Jared Max, Fox News.
And President Trump welcomed the 2025 NCAA men's basketball champions to the White House earlier this afternoon. The University of Florida Gators took the trip to celebrate their third national title in program history. They took down Houston, of course, 65-63 in the national championship game. Florida had last won a national championship in 2007. Quite a refresher here.
Yes, it is. 438 News Radio 92.3. Well, a racing team is cleaning house in the wake of a cheating scandal. In other words, they're firing everybody. Here's the details.
In the wake of a cheating scandal ahead of Sunday's Indianapolis 500 on Fox TV, Roger Penske fired Penske team president Tim Cindric Wednesday, along with his IndyCar managing director Ron Rozewski and IndyCar general manager Kyle Moyer. Penske stated, "Nothing is more important than the integrity of our sport and our race teams. We've had organizational failures during the last 2 years, and we had to make necessary changes." Second year in a row, Cindric and Rozewski out of the Indy 500. Two-time defending Indy 500 champ Joseph Newgarden and Penske teammate Will Power were not allowed to participate in Sunday's qualifying race because each was found to have had an illegally modified part on their racing vehicles. They were placed 32nd and 33rd to start the Indy 500. Jared Max, Fox News.
And HBO's popular Hard Knocks series will feature some of the NFL's most popular teams this year. The Buffalo Bills will be in the spotlight for the training camp edition of the show. It's set to premiere on August 5th. Meanwhile, Hard Knocks In Season will feature the NFC East teams, the Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, and Washington Commanders. There we go. It says Dallas Cowboys twice here. It will premiere in December.
Do you think that there is a curse on teams that participate in that program?
They argue that there's a curse for athletes that appear on the cover of Madden, and they argue Hard Knocks doesn't really do you many favors either.
All right. Proposed ban on a polarizing football play has failed. You and I talked about it. Yeah, actually, you talked about this a couple of days ago. Here's the details.
The tush-push play lives on. Not enough NFL team owners voted to ban the play that has scored a multitude of touchdowns and first downs for the Philadelphia Eagles and Buffalo Bills in recent years. At least 24 NFL team owners would have had to vote against the tush-push play for it to get banned. 22 voted against. The play survived by 2 votes. This means we'll continue to see quarterbacks Jalen Hurts of the Eagles and Josh Allen of the Bills getting shoved from the rear by a teammate to help propel them forward. ESPN reports the Eagles and Bills combined to use the tush-push play 163 times the last 3 seasons, more than the other 30 NFL teams combined. The Eagles and Bills successful 87% of the time, the rest of the league with a rate of 71% success. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the NBA will unveil the winner of this year's MVP award tonight. The 3 finalists are Denver Nuggets' Nikola Jokic, Milwaukee Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo, and OKC's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Jokic has won the award 3 times, Antetokounmpo 2-time winner. Gilgeous-Alexander has never won the award. This will be the 7th straight season a player born outside the U.S. will be named MVP.
NFL players might now compete in the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Joe Morgan has more on the story.
League owners passed a resolution on Tuesday that will allow NFL players to try out to compete in flag football at the 2028 Summer Olympics. Commissioner Roger Goodell said in part, quote, "I know firsthand that the inclusion of flag football in the Olympics has sparked a tremendous amount of excitement among NFL players interested in the chance to compete for their country on the world stage." The vote allows the league to negotiate with the NFL Players Association, Olympic officials, and national governing bodies over safety provisions and scheduling logistics. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, and we got some NBA and NHL playoff action for you tonight. We'll start with the NHL here. Western Conference Finals beginning tonight in Dallas. Stars hosting the Oilers for Game 1 of the series. Puck drops at 7. Also, wanted to let you know about this. Coverage starts at 6:30 p.m. on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m. The coverage begins for ECF Game 1 in the NBA between the Pacers and Knicks.
Those boys over at ESPN Pensacola do a nice job. Boxing great. Make it a comeback. This is exciting. Here's Joe Morgan.
Manny Pacquiao is heading back into the ring. The 46-year-old boxing legend is coming out of retirement to face WBC welterweight champion Mario Barrios on July 19th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Pacquiao, who will be enshrined in the International Boxing Hall of Fame on June 8th, retired from boxing in 2021. Pacquiao has won 12 titles in a record 8 weight classes and has a record of 62-8-2 with 39 knockouts. Barrios is 29-2-1 with 18 knockouts and retained the WBC welterweight belt with a draw in November. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. I understand being an athlete and wanting to represent your country in the Olympics. The NFL doesn't need the Olympics, though, as the NFL is king. And now the NFL is allowing players to participate in flag football for the 2028 Olympics. And the ultimate success of this decision will come down to who gets injured, because if a star NFL player gets hurt playing flag football in the Olympics, it will not go over well with not only NFL fans, but more importantly, NFL owners. And this could be a one-and-done situation. I'm Zach Gelb.
Not available in all states. Rates vary.
Building a financial safety net for your family can be tough, but with term life insurance through Ethos, you can have peace of mind that they can pay the mortgage and other bills if something happens to you. With coverage in as little as 10 minutes, all online, Ethos finds your best rate across their multiple trusted carriers. Some policies as low as $1 a day billed monthly. And even in uncertain times, your term life insurance rates and payout don't change. Get a free quote at ethos.com/win. That's ethos.com/win.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. oil filters because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Take a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. Looking at the roads, got some backups on Highway 90 still, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your local weather snapshot right here, let's see, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 86, low of 71 as well.
All right, there you go. There's your local snapshot. Let me take you to the national scene. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean in, looking at your forecast.
The storm system that brought days of tornadoes, damaging winds, hail, and flooding rainfall is now pushing across the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and parts of the Northeast today. Thankfully, the system has lost a lot of its punch, but we still could see isolated stronger storms today and tomorrow before it finally moves offshore. Meanwhile, above average temperatures continue to break records over the South and West, while much cooler air has settled into the Northern Plains, the Northeast, and the Mid-Atlantic. Foxweather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is responding to reports it's experiencing a mental health crisis amid a rise in suicides among deputies. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
Retired L.A. Sheriff's Department Captain Mike Borman reflecting on 13 members committing suicide since 2013, blaming a lack of support and understaffing that's forcing deputies to work mandatory double and sometimes triple shifts.
This thing with the forced soul-sucking overtime has been a couple years. How do you keep doing that?
Telling LA's Fox 11 News it's personal after losing a friend to suicide and urging anyone struggling to reach out for help.
People need to accept the fact that it's not a stigma. You know, if you're hurting that bad, you need to talk to somebody.
The department says it's been taking proactive and meaningful steps to support the mental health of every member. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And wildfire smoke exposure is harming pregnant patients who have limited access to health care. According to a new study published in the American Public Health Association's Medical Care Journal, the healthcare system is ill-prepared to treat pregnant patients and their infants who have endured the impacts of wildfire smoke exposure. Researchers determined 7.3 million women of reproductive age lived in high-risk counties during the study period, and nearly 460,500 infants were born to them.
All right, here's a great story about how to point a finger. You ready? New Jersey health officials are warning of a potential measles outbreak, right, that was linked to a sold-out Shakira concert.
Ooh.
How about that? Tanya J. Powers has more for us.
The New Jersey Department of Health has issued an alert to those who attended the Shakira concert on Thursday at MetLife Stadium, saying someone with a confirmed case of measles went to the show while they were infectious. MetLife holds more than 82,000 people. In a statement, state health officials say concertgoers could develop symptoms as late as June 6th. Measles is highly contagious, and the virus can linger in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person coughs. Symptoms include high fever and a red rash that usually starts at the hairline and spreads downwards. Anyone who went to the show and developed symptoms is urged to call their doctor before going to a medical office to prevent potential spread. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And less than a quarter of sunscreens on the market effectively protect the skin. That's according to the 2025 Annual Guide to Sunscreens put out by the research and activist organization, the Environmental Working Group. The group looked at more than 2,200 products and found that less than 500 did a good job. The report also called out what is said are deceptive marketing practices, outdated formulas, and concerning ingredients that could pose health risks.
And we'll frame this story coming up as, whoops, you'll see what I'm talking
professional
about. Professional. Yeah, a medical malpractice lawsuit has been filed in Minnesota over claims the wrong organ was removed during a woman's surgery.
Oh, my Lord.
That's where the oops comes in. Jeff Manasso has more.
The suit filed in Minneapolis against Allina Health and its doctor over claims of medical malpractice in a surgery in 2022. Court documents indicate the plaintiff, a Twin Cities woman, was admitted for a possible rupture of her spleen, though that her kidney was mistakenly removed instead of her spleen, that she now requires kidney dialysis treatment due to the mistake. Allina Health telling Fox News the court filings don't accurately reflect the full picture of the patient's condition or the life-saving medical care provided that it intends to vigorously defend in court. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Just about 4:50. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some business notes and, if there's time, some pop culture headlines to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as a fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Colby Jack Pub Burger and Lemon Ice are back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery and curbside pickup is available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The Trump administration today officially accepting a gift of a reported $400 million jet from Qatar. The acceptance of the Boeing 747 jet was confirmed earlier today by the Pentagon. Target missed first quarter revenue estimates as their transactions fell, and the retailer even cut its full year sales outlook, the company blaming falling consumer sentiment, uncertainty over tariffs, and backlash over its DEI initiative rollback for its quarterly performance. Elon Musk confirming that the company will have robo-taxis on the streets of Austin, Texas by the end of June. The Tesla CEO saying a robo-taxi service will start with about 10 vehicles in Austin. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling nearly 2%, the S&P 500 off by 95, and the NASDAQ losing 1.4%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. You know, if a trip sounds pretty good right now, ready to take that flight to get out of here.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're thinking about going on a flight to like the Northeast, New York area, take along the rain gear. It's storming up there. Of course, Janice Dean around in a few minutes. She'll give us an update on that. But if you're thinking about maybe doing a trip right about now, there's something you should know, especially if you're flying on Southwest Airlines. They have stopped offering free checked bags. Just remember that. If getting that perk affects your decision to fly Southwest, you need to book your flight pretty darn soon on that side. Well, Milwaukee, of course, they hosted the 2024 a Republican committee, and they have an economic impact report out today, passing this on to you, showing pretty good numbers here for the Beer City. Here's WITI's Fox 6 Milwaukee's Jason Calvi with the report.
This new report finds the RNC's economic impact was $321 million. That's $120 million more than convention organizers said they expected. The total includes money spent by the RNC, the host committee, and visitors. It also includes $75 million that the federal government gave the city to spend on securing Milwaukee during this national special security event. The Milwaukee 2024 host committee commissioned the study. They hired the international nonpartisan research firm Tourism Economics. Empty bars and restaurants during the RNC week led some to wonder if it would turn out to be a bust. Now the numbers are in, and the RNC did bring the economy a lot of green, even if some were left in the red.
455. News Radio 92.3. I love the play on words there.
Yeah, I could tell that guy did too.
All right. Austin Price, looking at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All right, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Not too severe, but nonetheless, we'll be keeping an eye on it. Also have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 86, low of 71 there as well.
Yeah, I was noticing a lot of zeros on the board all the way till Monday, and now I know earlier today they were saying Monday had about a 50% chance of rain. They've lowered those numbers to 40%. It's getting better and better, folks. It really is. More states have now put in laws banning or regulating cell phone use in classrooms. Chris DeMeo has this trending story.
Florida was the first state to pass a law regulating the use of cell phones in schools in 2023. When Florida first acted, lawmakers ordered schools to ban phones during instructional time. But there's another bill before Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that goes further. That measure would ban phones for the entire school day for elementary and middle schools. Since 2023, half of all states now have laws in place, with more likely to act soon. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And Moody's is downgrading the long-term ratings for J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Monday's announcement came after the ratings agency also downgraded the U.S. government over its growing $36 trillion debt. That downgrade indicated the agency thinks the country is less able to support the obligations of these banks.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, let's see. Rapper Kid Cudi, we warned you about this. He's expected to take the witness stand tomorrow in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Cudi's real name is Scott Mascuti, and he will be questioned about dating the music mogul's ex-girlfriend during a break in her relationship with Diddy. Cassie Ventura has already testified that Combs, in a jealous rage, told her he wanted to blow up Cudi's car. He's expected to testify that his car was, in fact, firebombed in 2012.
Boy, a lot of folks coming out of the closet in that case, you know. We had a lot of stories that were kind of secondary story from the main court situation. We're learning a lot there from that one. Actor Tom Cruise vowing to continue making action films for the rest of his life. Michelle Pollino has more.
Tom Cruise says he's never stopping making action films. At the premiere of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, the 62-year-old told The Hollywood Reporter he plans to make films well into his hundreds. Final Reckoning marks Cruise's last outing as Ethan Hunt, a role he first took on in 1996 and played for nearly 30 years across 8 films.
Our lives are the sum of our choices.
Known for doing his own stunts, Cruise has clung to airplanes, jumped off rooftops, and even base jumped from a cliff on a motorcycle, which he called the most dangerous stunt of his career. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning hits theaters Friday. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Now they're doing some interesting things out west Utah using AI technology in an effort to keep kids safe in schools. KSTU Salt Lake City's Maya Castanado explains how it's being integrated.
Things weren't the same back when former Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon was in high school.
It used to be that you could walk into any school any time of day
and just walk anywhere in the school.
In a time when mass shootings remain a national concern, many like Cannon see Zero Eyes as a step forward. Zero Eyes is integrated into existing security camera networks in schools, businesses, and other public spaces. It's not some new system you can see as you walk in. Its sole purpose is to detect firearms. The system can tell schools and law enforcement exactly where a shooter is. In Salt Lake City, Maya Constantino, Fox News.
Okay, here's your mortgage rates. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.99 this afternoon. Average rate on the 15-year, 6.35%. A lot of stories, information coming up next hour in 12 minutes. It's all on the way on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.